Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Erin.
And you're listening to episode 41 of the Salty Mother Clutches podcast. So it's spooky season. It's Halloween.
That's our favorite time.
We are Halloween people, I think.
Yeah. I would say we're a Halloween power couple.
Actually,
Halloween power couple. Ooh. Yeah, I took that. That's ours.
This reminds me of once, I think it was in junior high school or something. There was like, you know, the goth guy that was like a year ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I forget who this was, but they called him a Halloween man.
Why? Because he was goth?
Because he was like super gothed out and like, it's like, yeah, what's his name? Halloween man.
When I was in grade 9 and I used to like to drink near the tar ponds, there was this guy who was like, he was like 6'4".
Tar man.
Like long red hair, like trench coat style, because this would have been like in the 90s anyway. And we called him Satan. And we would meet him on the train tracks and be like, hey, Satan, can you take $12 and turn it into liquor for us? And he would go to the booze store and get us whatever he could get us for $12. And we would drink it real fucking fast next to a lake of tar.
Yeah, so Satan and Halloween Man are like Halloween year round kind of dudes, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Those are our people.
Those are our people.
Those are our people.
So we were talking about like all these things. Okay, what are the images of Halloween? Witches and bats and spiders and skulls and flames and Satan and
all the fun stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Like Halloween has arguably, we've already said we're Halloween people.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's got the best imagery of all the fucking major holidays, I would guess.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the Easter Bunny.
And fuck leprechauns.
Leprechauns can be pretty badass, actually.
Especially that one guy.
In conjunction with Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, that's a creepy fucking holiday.
Okay. Fuck Jesus.
Fuck Jesus mostly. Yeah, fuck the Jesus ones.
So I kind of started arguing with you a little bit about how like biker culture, biker community, whatever, have like adopted all these like Halloween images and like that it's like really badass and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, they didn't adopt Halloween images like on purpose. In fact, they kind of deny the fact that it's Halloween at all.
Yeah. Like bike culture, it seems like they're like the 6-year-old that never grew out of Halloween.
Yeah.
And they still think it's like, you know, fucking serious business.
Yeah, they got really fucking serious about it.
Yeah.
So it's like they miss the point where it's like actually like, you know, goblins and ghouls and all that shit. Like that's like, it's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's great. It's spooky. It's fun. And they were like, I'm going to put a fucking chrome flames cover over my radiator and it's gonna look fucking so badass, and it's like, you look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
just, it's just fun. Like, you can do that for fun.
Yeah.
it's not cool, man.
It's definitely not cool. I think what there is in common here is like you said, the imagery of like spiders and skulls. Like, bikers are just covered in skulls year round.
Yes, right?
And they think it's fucking cool. They take it so seriously.
Yeah.
But then when we come to Halloween, it's like, Halloween has the same fucking skulls, but like, dude, it's fucking Halloween. Get over it. Like,
yeah.
It's just skulls. Chill out, man. It's
skulls.
But when you're doing that shit year round, like, it's actually tough. It's like, you're wearing a child's costume. Like, you're putting on your leather vest with your...
You think this is a fucking costume?
You think this is a fucking costume?
This is a way of life.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, they're putting on, like, this their biker garb year-round. Like, it's not a fucking costume? Are you fucking joking me?
So, we agree that bikers have no sense of humor.
I don't think they are capable of humor. Bikers are so fucking, like, serious.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea that they're not in on the joke. They look like they are wearing a children's Halloween costume year round.
It's funny. Like, we saw a couple bikes today, and it was like, you know, the two bikers had like definitely their own costumes on. You know, they were on different style bikes. The bikes were like modded differently, and they had two very different costumes on.
Yeah, it's like, it's like going out trick or treating.
Yeah,
and like your one friend, instead of dressing like Jason, dresses like as a fucking clown or a pumpkin. It's like, fuck off, Kyle. Like, this was Kyle.
Yeah, so it was like but did you see their faces? They both were like, you know, I know that you're not always going to ride down the road like laughing your fucking head off hysterically and so smiling. Serious. But like you could tell with the way they were riding and their epic costumes that they were feeling very, very serious about the event.
They were vibing
and they were feeling very cool, very pleased with their own personal aesthetics. And we went by and laughed.
They're out for like a fucking vengeance kill on like Hallows Eve, and we're driving by in our Nissan like fucking wankers. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you so angry? It's a beautiful fall day, and you're driving down the highway like straight face, like you're about to fucking murder somebody.
That's so funny. We couldn't even be arsed to like put on our costumes to go buy a bottle of whiskey. We're like, let's just get in the car and take the dog.
Yeah, I barely was gonna put on pants.
But that's the thing. It's like, at least, you know, historically, we can be like, I know this is kind of lame, but I like it, so it's funny and I'm doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, like we said on the start of the show, we're Halloween people.
Yeah.
We get it.
We costumes, like, are fun.
Costumes are fun. Acknowledge
it's a costume.
Hey, as a like trans chick, like growing up, Halloween was like the best time of year because you could dress up as whatever the fuck you want, wear all the flowy shit you needed to, and like no one said shit about it. And you get to be spooky as hell.
Yeah.
And get fucking wasted.
So like, why do you think that generally bikers either won't acknowledge or totally like don't understand that like it's kind of funny? It's pretty funny. Like, why aren't they in on their own joke of their life?
I don't know. Especially when you go to like a Halloween store and there's like the biker costume. Yeah. And it's like a fake pleather vest and like a mustache and a beard and fake tattoos. And it's like, dude, you're dressing up your 4-year-old like biker dude. But like, this is your life.
Oh, like, fuck.
Like I said, they're not in on the joke.
Okay.
They think that spiders are actually scary and skulls are actually intimidating. Newsflash. Skull tattoos are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and they're fun.
They're not scary.
They're fun. They're a little spooky, but they're fun.
They're quirky.
They're quirky and fun. When we were talking about costumes the other day, I was like, okay, so like, I mean, I have a pretty stupid costume. Like a few years ago, I bought this this like skull balaclava, I guess. Like, I don't even know.
A few years ago, we're talking like 10 years ago.
Okay, like 10 years ago. Okay. Sorry, I'm 40 now. I, you know, 10 years goes by like two. So I bought this thing. It's more like, I call it like a ninja mask. And it's literally like this sleeve you pull over your whole head and only your eyes are cut out and your face is a skull. And I bought it back when like I wore a little shorty helmet and it would keep my face warm in the cold. And I would only bring it out at basically spooky season.
Yeah.
But like, I know that's fucking lame. Like, that is like,
oh man, that's Skeletor riding his chopper.
So lame. And I bought two like other variations of that are like, they're more like a bandana style that Velcro behind your head. I don't think either of us ever wore them, but like, they're so dumb. And it's like, okay, listen, here's the thing. I'm in on this joke. For practicality reasons, I wanted something that covered my face because it's really fucking cold out and I will not wear a full face helmet. I will not wear a full face helmet. No.
That is too silly.
That's too fucking. Way too silly. That is fucking sport bike culture silly.
Get some fucking skulls up in this bitch or get out of town.
Like 13 years later, wearing a full face helmet and making fun of the fucking skull face mask thing. But like, I understand, and I understood then that like, I wanted the thing to cover my face. And the best thing I could do was take the skull, and that's pretty fucking stupid, but I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
At least...
It's still funny.
It's funny.
It's still funny.
And you can get away with shit like that in October.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. You're not pulling that out in, like, you know, August going to the bike rally. Like,
no.
Hey guys, I'm rolling in like fucking Skeletor. Like,
I'm literally pulling the Skeletor out at Halloween spooky time.
Yes.
I'm not doing that in fucking even May.
Yeah, but that's because you know it is a costume.
Yeah.
And it is fucking funny.
So we have a friend, Michaela, and she's been on the podcast before. And Michaela, like, is fucking foolish. Like, it's fucking ridiculous the fucking shit this bitch wears on her bike, which is a sport bike, by the way. Mm-hmm. So no matter what day, any day of the week, she's already, like, I don't know, glued on fucking horns on her helmet. But then for fun, sometimes she just puts on like a fucking unicorn onesie. Mm-hmm. Or she puts on like some sort of a, you know, insert stupid thing here onesie and goes out riding. Or she wears like a fucking basically like prom dress.
Yeah.
That's like fluorescent pink and goes out riding.
And it's like almost the opposite of, I mean, it's still a costume.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the opposite of the fucking Halloween biker dudes that are like taking it so seriously. And you know, she's doing this shit year round too.
All year round because she's in on the fucking joke.
Yeah. It's like I said, you have like, you know, the person that goes out is Jason on Halloween. Then you have fucking Kyle dressed up as his fucking pumpkin. And then you have like Bethany in the back there dressed up as like a fucking tulip because she doesn't know what day of the week it is. Like, this is Michaela.
This is Michaela. Michaela's like, what costume shall I wear today as I go out motorbiking? Like, okay, but at least Michaela's like, yeah. And Michaela also does that at work, and she does that in her regular life. But
that's because it's fun.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. You don't have to be so serious. Michaela doesn't ride down the highway like, you know, grimacing at people and like, oh, maybe she does, but
full face helmet.
But either way, you're never going to see that person riding at you being like, oh fuck, man, I better get off the road now. Or like, I better turn or get out of this person's way.
Like, honestly, if I didn't know her and I just like rode past her like downtown sometime, I don't know if I'd be like, what a fucking idiot. Or if I'd be like, okay, that chick's in on the joke. Like, I don't know how I would handle it because now I've known her for a few years. And I think back a few years ago, I was like, what a fucking idiot. But now I'm like, ah, whatever. She's in on a joke. It's not for me. Like, rainbows and unicorns, not my vibe. But fuck it.
It's a fine line whether you think someone's in on the joke or not. But, like, I think you can do it where you push it a little bit further. It's like, there's no way they're doing this without, you know, some conscious effort of knowing they're fucking ridiculous. Like, whereas if you just do nothing, you're just, you know, random chicky poo on a Sportster with your Harley jacket. Like, your chances are we're just going to look at you and be like, oh, that person is a fucking idiot.
Well, I'd look at them and think they were a fucking idiot even more if they were also wearing like a Harley hoodie, a Harley shirt, Harley boots, Harley.
Yeah.
The Harley thing is, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. You're a fucking Harley rider. And you're like, don't call it that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not there yet. I'm embarrassed by my motorcycle.
Me too. I ride a fucking dad bike that all the dads get boners for.
Right. But yeah, but people look at your bike like, no fucking shit, you're embarrassed.
But what? Like, what?
Fucking red and cream Honda.
Yeah, red and cream your pants Honda, daddy boy. Like every fucking daddy boy is looking at me going.
Yeah, whatever, man. Well, yeah. Phew! I can't whistle. They're like,
woo!
I used to own that bike. That's as far as it goes. That's not even first base.
For you? Your bike or my bike?
For your bike.
Oh, grumbly. Man,
if I got a whistle, that's a fucking home run for me.
There's a little kitty screaming at me.
Mwah.
So you're a Harley rider. We make fun of Harleys. It's funny. You know,
that's funny.
That just all comes back around to everything we've already said. It's like, you're in on the joke. You're in on the joke. I'm in on the joke about how my bike fucking sucks. Like,
yeah,
but whatever. We both have motorcycles to ride.
Yeah.
We're not that fucking serious about it.
Here's the thing. Everyone who rides a motorcycle fucking sucks. And you're either in on the joke or you're not. Those of you who are in on the joke and are just having fun with it, good on you. You're our people. You're Halloween people. If you just are just fuck us, I'm just going to ride my big twin as fast as I can with my feet spread eagle on highway pegs. Like, whatever, dude. But like, it's just like you didn't hear the punchline because you're going too fast and your pipes are too loud and your radio's turned up. You know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
People that put their bikes away too early.
Mm.
Like, this is the time of year when, like, at least in our part of the world, we get snow, we get ice. Yeah. It's winter. Winter's real.
Well, it's not winter yet.
No, but winter happens.
It is definitely on its way.
Yeah.
We're at the end here.
So, like, we have seasonal riding.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a beginning and there's an end to the season.
Yep.
You know, motorcycling is fun. So you want to do it as much as you can throughout the year. There are people I've heard that, you know, put their bikes away and winterize them in like September, October.
Well, one of my friends posted on social media today a photo of their bike. It's a Harley. And they said, today may be my last day with you this season, with like a cry face. And I'm like, it's October 16th.
Yes. What?
Or whatever the date is right now. It's October, mid-October. And it's like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I think.
Like, you're literally storing it like a couple blocks away. You can ride it there in fucking snow. I know that if you're not storing it at your house, I mean, that's a whole different thing. If you're not storing it at your house, like you're taking a gamble. The deeper you get into October, sometimes the weather gets really bad and then we're in for winter in October.
Sure. Sometimes.
But even still, you know you're getting a break in November. You know you're going to get that one day where it's 10 degrees and you can take your bike wherever you need to go in November.
You're getting that day in November. You're getting that day in December. And sometimes in January. So, like, you have 3 fucking months to deal with your last minute shit. You don't have to put your bike away in September, October. Like, it's arguably the best riding season right now.
Like,
it's not too hot. It's not too cold. Everything smells great. There's no fucking tourists on the road.
October has been, this October has been fucking unreal.
It's been very good for riding.
Like, I know we're mid, like, just past, like, the mid mark, but, like, it's been absolutely fucking amazing weather.
Yeah. I mean, and I will say.
So I'm not thinking about putting my bike away yet.
Oh, fuck no. You know, and, like, you know, we shit on Harley people. Unfortunately, I'm not a Harley person, but I have one. And the reality is, yeah, it's a piece of shit bike. And it does not start when it's, like, less than 10 degrees out.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a problem. That's my fucking problem. But I boost the fuck out of that thing. Yeah. I get it charged up and I crank on that thing until it starts and I go fucking riding.
I mean,
I'll get a new battery next year. I'll do whatever damage I'm doing to the starter. I'll rebuild the fucking starter.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to ride the fuck out of that bike because that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, we have done some things like that maybe weren't the smartest things in terms of like
riding in snow
and I think even Crashy Tom like called us out and said like we're the first ones out in the spring and shit like that. So yeah, we are.
It's not always smart, but
it's not smart, but we do keep them out as long as we can, and we take them back out as soon as we can, whether that's smart or not. But also, I think, like, you know, in the spring when you do that, it's like you can start working out the bugs faster. And in the fall, you probably didn't get bugs yet. So, like, keep fucking riding.
Oh, yeah, there's no bugs.
Keep riding.
But here's the other thing. Riding a motorcycle is not smart. It's a very reckless thing to do. So, yeah, you're riding in a little bit of frosty weather. Like, whatever, big deal.
I got my snow tires on.
I got snow tires. I'm not going that far. I'm not like, you know, I'll keep it below the speed limit a little bit. Like, you're fine. And you know what? You still enjoy the fucking ride. And you come home alive. So that's fine. So, like, you can keep your bike out a lot longer, I guess is my point.
Yes.
Anyone whose bike is put away for the winter in Canada right now, go fuck yourself. Honestly, take whatever tool you have in the shed and stick it so far up your ass. Just figure it out. If the season's not over, bitch. We still have like a solid month of riding.
Boop, 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 boop.
And like, it's some of the best riding. So if you're putting your bike away, you're a fucking poser.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're a dipshit. Bye.
Sorry. And you hate Halloween. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Salty Mother Clutchers. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to saltymotherclutchers.com. There you'll find links to our merch store as well as past salty episodes. You can also buy us a coffee using the link on the website. But the easiest way you can support the podcast is by subscribing and rating us, or by sharing the show with a friend, or by simply following us on Instagram at saltymotherclutchers.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. I don't even fucking know what that is.
So you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Dave Chappelle.
And your brain didn't get a GED.
Here's the thing. Everyone that rides a motorcycle.
Does a Texan house have heat?
Windows?
Windows!
I mean, you just explained that it's a thing, and it fucking sucks. And then it's like, well, yeah, of course that would suck.
It's a podcast.
But it's fine. It's fine. Grind on that. I'm going to have to edit that out somehow. Still hate sport bikes. But still, whatever.
I have no interest in riding a sport bike. But anyway.
These are Christmas people.
Aww.
These are good Christians.
Thanks for helping me out with the alcoholism, bud.
Sexy, sexy sex on the podcast about sex. Whenever it's my time, I'm going to have sex.